This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In the last half of Romans chapter 5, Paul presents the contrast between the first Adam and the second Adam, Jesus Christ. The dreadful consequences of the sin of the first Adam are still experienced in the human race to an exponential degree. The wonderful benefit resulting from the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ is an amazing gift to all believers. Listen to Romans 5:15. The gift is not like the trespass, for if the many died by the trespass of the one man, how much more did God's grace and the gift that came by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, overflow to the many? And verse 17, for if by the trespass of the one man death reigned through that one man, how much more will those who receive God's abundant provision of grace and of the gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ? Commentator Vincent explains that the emphatic point of the comparison is the word reigned. The effect of the second Adam cannot fall behind that of the first. If death reigned, there must also be a reign of life. We are given the right to reign as kings over the natural human tendency to sin passed on to us by the failure of the first Adam. If you have received God's abundant grace and the gift of righteousness, then you don't have to sin anymore. Though you might sin, you don't have to. The next time you are tempted to sin, remind yourself that you don't have to submit. As one who reigns, you can resist and replace the temptation with whatever pleases God.